This is Linda Rennie, the founder and the president of Sanction Love Ministries. The purpose of these podcasts is to bring the heartbeat of Jesus' ratifying love to you through the teachings, interviews, current topics, and much more. We plan to cover deep and sensitive topics to create a hunger to know the lover of our souls, who he is in us and who we are in him. So sit back and incline the ear of your heart to the pursuit of the pursuer himself.
Have you ever read the book, Faith is Not a Feeling by Nate Bailey? Don't feel so bad. I haven't either. I have, however, been thinking a lot about the title and how it applies to me in my everyday life and circumstances. Now, growing up in church, I heard a lot about faith. In fact, all of Christianity is based on faith. But as Christians, I wonder, do we really base our faith fully and completely on Jesus, his death and resurrection? Or do we believe only in our minds and base our faith on what we can see or feel? There are many versions of that famous faith verse, I call it, Hebrews 11:1. The one I learned in church says, faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. Now that is great and all, but if it doesn't make sense to me, how do I apply it to my life, my walk, my relationship with Jesus? And that's the point, is it not? To grow closer to my Savior and Lord, to be so full of his word that it spills out of every pore, and to walk out what he says in his word. As I was studying and pondering, trying to understand exactly what Hebrews 11:1 meant, I came across that verse in the Amplified Bible. And that whole chapter actually is worth reading, as it adds substance, see how I did that, and understanding to what real faith is and how to walk it out in every day. So here is the Amplified version of a Hebrews 11:1 with a little rhema thrown in. Faith is the assurance, the title deed, the confirmation of things hoped for, things that are divinely guaranteed, and the evidence of things not seen, the conviction that they are real. Faith comprehends as fact what cannot be experienced by physical senses. So, from that version, that was a lot more understandable to me. So, as I often do, I write out the version that I understand, basically the Rhema Revised Version. And here is my Rhema Revised Version of Hebrews 11:1, as I understand what faith is. Faith is the full and complete confidence in who God is, what he has said in his word and in his promises given. Now, even though I may never experience anything through my physical senses, I still embrace God's word and his promises as fact because of who he is. And because of who he is, I can put all my eggs in his basket. Now, believing and then trusting that God is worth putting all my eggs in his basket happens only, and I mean only, when I spend one-on-one time with him and get into his word. Not when I feel like it or when time allows. Nope. Then that time will never happen. Been there, done that. It is actually a discipline, a life journey. That is the only way I can get to know Him and His heart. And as my relationship with God deepens, so does my faith. I wrote the following poem, and it is the real deal. It is my life in real time. In fact, it's where this whole thing started. It's my faith journey, I call it. Processing what faith is, how it works out, how to live it out, which I'm actually still walking out. Faith is not a feeling. It is something that you do. But if you want to live by your feelings, it'll be like riding a roller coaster, continuously going through the loop-de-loop. Now the Bible says, faith is the substance of things that are divinely guaranteed, and the evidence of things that I cannot see. So choosing to stand in that faith, when my emotions are swirling all around me, I'm not sure what to do, at least in reality. Oh, I can say I trust Jesus. I can say He's got it all in control. But there's a huge difference between saying it with my mouth and believing it deep down in my soul. Maybe if I had a little bit more faith or a little bit more trust, then everything would go just right and I wouldn't feel like I was about to bust. Now Jesus is moving me over the threshold, moving me up the maturity scale. He is putting a plate of meat in front of me and taking away my bottle, shovel, and pail. I am just beginning this journey, and I must say, it's much easier to talk the talk than to actually grow up and walk the walk. If I add my faith to it, but only with my words, no action to be found, nothing's gonna happen, because faith without roots lies dead on the ground. But Jesus said it's not the amount of faith. It only needs a seed. It's who you put it in that makes it faith, the one who for us did die and bleed. So when at the altar I gave my stuff to you, thinking I was laying it all down, only my hand let it go. The rest of me was still trying to wrestle it all to the ground. Now that is where I've missed it. I just didn't understand that I must release it from all of me, not just from my hand. So I'm handing my seed to you, Jesus, even though I can't see, touch, or do. It will be hard for me not to be in charge and leave it up to you. When the seed is in your hand, you cause my faith to grow. But when it's in my hand, it's all about control. So instead of trying to fix it all myself, I will sit quietly with you, open without an agenda, just listening, not a peep or a boo. No, faith isn't a feeling at all. It is a tiny seed in your hand that you, Jesus, make grow. Doesn't your word say something about that? Like, you reap what you sow? Yes, you may think it's easier to roll with your emotions. You may even think that they are true. But I can tell you from experience, you'll end up in a rolling boil, continually in a stew.
Thank you for listening to the Sanction Love podcast. Our desire is to bring the ratifying love, the binding force of love, to individuals with the purpose of increasing intimacy, freedom, and identity in Christ. Please check us out on our website, sanctionlove.com, and all of our social media platforms. We would love you to consider partnering with us in taking the ratifying love around the globe. Thank you for listening, and see you next time.